You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out today, back tomorrow. You are stuck with me, Jack, and Buzz.
Yes. Sorry. How's that make everyone feel?
Probably not great.
No. Especially after that last segment.
Oh, with you saying that Tush Push, they should just grow up about it? Loser.
Oh, YouTube comments are on fire.
Oh,
No. Your team, I didn't know that they hated the Phillies. That's what they do.
It's actually pretty rich of you to talk about how the Eagles should stop trying to keep things within the rules when your best reliever broke the rules and potentially ruined the season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I didn't know that. You know, we can't be fans of all the teams. Congratulations on hating the Eagles YouTube chat.
Well, you know they hate the Phillies.
They hate the Eagles. Yeah, with every fiber of my being. Yeah. Never rooted for them once.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The loss of Jose Alvarado is ultimately a big deal or not a big deal. 87.5% say big deal.
Nice!
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're on the wrong side of history.
Well,
there,
listen,
Fritz.
Someone's got to man up around here.
Oh, actually, before we get to back to Alvarado, it is debate days on WIP.
Debate days.
All week, big debates on WIP. I'm going to have to argue with Richie later this week about whether Jalen's elite. That went well with Ike last time.
I think he is elite.
Are you doing your Richie there?
And no, Spike, Joe. He is elite.
Why do you not think he is elite?
All right. Enough.
I love Richie. I'm just
I love Richie, too. So we're doing some non-sports debates today.
Yeah. Well, because, listen, sports debates, boring.
We do the same ones a lot. So we've done, is it okay to back your car into a spot in the parking lot?
You've on the wrong end of that one.
We did, is... Can you say you read the book if you listened to the audiobook?
People got very passionate about that one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I got a couple text messages about it.
I got a text from Jolly.
Really?
Said, who the hell cares?
Oh, well, there you go.
Why don't you tell Jolly?
Yeah, I got to take Jolly down tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't you shove it?
And the Daryl Morey thing.
Did you and Jolly have a nice crossover last night?
We had a great crossover. Yeah. It started at 10:15.
Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Sounds like Jolly's listening to the show in preparation for tomorrow.
It is. I shouldn't drop any more hints on the info.
I can't wait for you versus Jolly on Morey tomorrow.
I am going to obliterate him.
Nah, I'm team Jolly on this.
By the way, the people who were texting you, were they in support of me or in support of
No, they're mad that they're in support of you. They're mad at me and Seltzer.
Yeah. This big reader over here trying to decide who gets to say they read a book.
Didn't know you wrote a book like I did.
On this one, Superior Generation, Gen X or Millennial. It's a shame because you have no chance on this one, Jack. Generation X, I believe, is the best generation. So
is Generation X your generation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it goes greatest generation, then baby boomers, then Gen X, then Millennial, then Gen Z, then Gen Alpha.
And Gen Beta, which
and
is
Gen Beta, right? You're two different. See, I think the biggest Here are the biggest two things you could say as a difference between generation. I believe that millennials are the worst generation.
Yeah, see, this is...
Though I don't think it's your fault.
This is where... Okay, so I don't care about... I think I like Gen X, right? Like,
oh, okay.
It's not about Gen X versus... I just... To stick up for millennials.
Yeah.
So I think we get a really bad rep. And I think that we have actually been arguably the most important generation from the standpoint of workers' rights, which is really important.
Who is texting you this stuff?
I just wanted to see how you'd react
that
to
that. That is the least Jack Fritz thing I've ever heard in my life.
But think about the advancements we've had since the millennials have become... Like, we actually get respect.
But see, here's the thing.
I know, because you used to try to keep down the man.
No, here's actually the truth. Millennials don't know anything about workers' rights. They learned about workers' rights through sports, and they tweet about them all day long because nobody goes to work anymore because millennials are lazy. So here are the biggest problems with millennials. They are lazy. None of them grind. None of them work very hard. And the other thing is, since they've spent their entire lives looking at social media, none of them have created any great art. I want you to think about
this. Is your biggest, like, stupid bone of contention?
It's not. Think about all of the huge music things that were done by Gen X.
All you're thinking about is music. Like, congratulations,
movies,
you had better music.
But it's massive, and it's a bad thing for society. What you guys have done is essentially take 30 years and not create anything.
I think that
you didn't create anything.
We created a happier society. I think that I think dads, millennial dads, are the best versions of dads. We're way more involved.
Because
we care
none
a lot.
Of you go to work.
I go to work every single day. Now I'm on the bottom end of the millennials.
Yeah, yes.
So whatever. But I think millennials started off poorly. I agree with you. I think we had a bad 10 years. I think the next 10 years, millennials are heating up. I think we're going to be the best sports parents because we went through what your psychos people did with the whole yelling at coaches.
No,
and
you're
trying
thinking
to coaches.
Of boomers. You're thinking of boomers.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm lumping you all together.
We didn't yell at coaches.
Yeah, but listen, the generation of parents that have to complain to the coaches all the time, I think the millennials are going to change that narrative.
By not caring. By staring at their phones while their kids are...
That's where you go unfair.
I bet if you go to a Little League game where most of the parents are millennials, they're all sitting in the bleachers looking at their phones. I guarantee it. And by the way, they're not looking at their phones for work. They're looking at their
Instagram feeds
and Twitter feeds. It's actually... I'm sad about it.
Is that why they need the pitch clock in Little League? Just so they can speed up the game a little bit?
Yeah, so everybody can get home to their Netflix or whatever the hell you guys do all day.
I think the millennials are going to age very, very well. We've advanced this country in way more ways than your generation had.
Really?
Yeah.
Workers' rights.
Like the workers' rights thing that Jack's very passionate about.
Yeah. Workers' rights.
Yeah.
Treating people fairly.
Okay. So,
being nice.
Okay. So what is the thing that they've done for workers' rights?
Got us some time off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like paternity leave?
All right. There it is.
Yep. You can't just fire people unjustly.
215-592-9494.
There's Ike!
Why is he on TV and not here on the radio show?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
This guy, you can't keep him off the television.
He's giving takes about Alvarado on TV.
Yeah. He doesn't get paid for that.
Yeah, where's his takes here? Ken and Cinna Minson, you're on WIP. Ken?
Oh, I bet.
Ken's probably on mute.
Well, Ken, speaking of mute? A boomer.
Ken, are you on mute? No.
Ken, I can tell, would not like the...
Millennials?
Yeah. Yes.
Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Millennial, Gen X. What I see on the airplane just scares the hell out of me. These parents and their kids. Oh, my God. My child is the second coming. Oh, my God, this and that. It's just the victim all the time. I can't take it anymore.
That's where the millennials are going to help, though.
Let me ask you this, Cowboy Jim. I read an article, I think it was in the BBC, about the generation or the people who watch their tablets and their phones on the planes without headphones. Would you say that is mostly millennial age or Gen X age?
No, that's the older crowd. The ones who are listening and it's out loud so everyone can hear it?
Yes.
Yes, that's the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, you know, come on, Spike.
Because they don't know how to use it. They're just like sitting there and it's blaring out. And I tap them on the shoulder. I'm like, why do we all have to listen to this? you know, and they're like, what? What are you talking about? You know, so, yeah, it's usually the older crowd.
So, are you calling about Alvarado?
Oh, me?
Yeah. What are you calling
about? Winners never cheat, cheaters never win. But anyway, I want to talk about Wegovy and Ozempic. My wife works for that. Now, that like these two weight loss drugs, they don't have testosterone.
No,
now,
they
if you
don't.
Lose weight, your body will produce
correct.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, where is he get what is he taking?
He took he did TRT. That's what he did. He did testosterone replacement. Look, I don't know this for a fact, but that's likely what he did. So now, one of the advantages to having a higher level testosterone is you can burn calories early. Like your weight could go down, but that is not the primary function of taking TRT.
Yep.
So yes.
Well,
he was not like just the people are just assuming this means like he was on Ozempic or something. He was not on Ozempic. That's not what would do this. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because she's confused about it. She works in safety.
Yeah.
And she just was wondering how this all happened. But anyway, as for the tush push, get rid of it. What are we going to do next? Take the pads off? Take the helmets off? Throw the ball backwards? And then advance it by kicking it? What's next? Come on, losers.
Well, that's a horrible example. Thank you for being on my side, Cowboy Jim. Oh, he's hung up?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Man, I want to hear what his bone to pick with everyone was.
Look, his entire life is a bone to pick with us.
I guess so.
Yeah. He's always got a bone to pick.
I know, but he didn't get to it.
Yeah.
He probably could have won.
215-592-9494. You don't have a bone to pick with National Appliance Warehouse.
Would never. Because as we've determined here, you know, there's a lot of things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. And... you know, I think the main ones and the ones that truly, truly make it a difference making experience down at National Appliance Warehouse are, one, getting the best price. I think we all care the most about getting the best price.
That's what Price Assure does. You're guaranteed to get the best price.
Yeah, so it has software that checks prices in competing stores. If it finds a lower price, guess what? Instantly updates the price tag, so you don't have to worry. You are guaranteed to get the lowest price possible. They always have great savings events going on, and of course, being a tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of that, like let's say you're a contractor out there and you're trying to get the right appliances for your client. Well, take them to the National Appliance Warehouse, because guess what? They have all of your appliance needs. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, and like it just sounds like they would have every single appliance you possibly need.
And they're gonna deliver it to you exactly on time. You need installation? They're like, do you need it installed? I was like, come on. What else could you possibly need?
And the great part is that you have all this, but you also don't want to have a bad experience. You want to have a bad buying experience.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's what makes National Appliance Warehouse different. It's transparency. They're real people. They care about you. Great culture. We talk about culture with all of our sports teams. Well, it matters where you buy things as well. And National Appliance Warehouse, a difference-making culture, smart, knowledgeable, and treat you like family. So all that sounds great. You got to check it out for yourself. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Delaware, Wilmington, Middletown. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you. Now, Spike, what did I say wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong. I was laughing. Every time you say treat you like family, I think actually the line is treat you like you would want your family to treat you. Because not every family is the most functional relationship. Like, would you want to say, hey, do you want the person at the store to treat you like your family treats you?
Sure.
Well, if they're depends on your family.
If they're millennial, yeah. Because you want to know what's great about millennials?
What?
Friendly.
You wouldn't even go to the store.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, yeah, we would.
That's you're like your parents who scroll Instagram during your Little League
games.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because millennials are much, much, much more friendly, and we don't do confrontation.
215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, do you hate millennials?
I don't hate anybody, man. I'm an open-hearted, you know, guy. Wow.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, Jack, you mentioned about getting respect. Nobody respects millennials. What world do you live in?
I mean, I know.
They're basically blamed for everything.
I know.
So I used to point out to people, you know, when people were ragging on millennials back when, you know, basically the entire United States Armed Forces was mostly millennials, and they were off, you know, doing the nation's bidding. So every generation has their highs and their lows, but thankfully they all have a percentage of them that raise their right hand.
Well, of course. And
step up to serve.
Yeah, yeah, Spike, I mean, what do you got to say about that?
Well, no, to be clear, I want to say the men and women who serve in our military
yes.
are above and beyond all of us in every generation.
There you go.
But as you get the most of the people in the military are going to be of a certain age and of a certain generation at any time. So we also had people in the military who were Gen X, and we'll have Gen Z. However, I'm saying the non-military, the more jack side of the millennial is who I'm talking about.
Well, it's funny because Jack is, you know, basically saying that millennials have gotten better as they've gotten older. Basically, everybody gets more bearable as they grow up. And
that's
no
true. Exactly right, Ken.
Anymore, yeah. So,
it's a fantastic point you just brought up.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Jack. So, first of all, it's a great day to be a founding father of Sirianni Island. So
oh, there it is. Yep.
Congratulations to the best coach in the NFL and clearly the most accomplished coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. He deserves every flower he gets today for the job that he's done coaching the Eagles.
Well, he's getting a lot of money instead of flowers, which is even better.
He can buy a lot of flowers.
Yeah. I wonder when it comes. Like, I wonder if he's going to be a top five pay coach in the NFL.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because the
could be.
He could be.
Well, I would imagine. By the way, I would imagine they're spending a lot of money on their defensive coordinator, and I would bet their offensive coordinator is probably not particularly expensive.
Petullo's probably not. You know, I think Kellen Moore costs a lot to get here. I would say
yes.
that they're saving money by going to Petullo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Petullo, I think, is lower cost.
Millennials.
But I think Fangio is high.
Not listening.
Well, yeah, there
well,
you go.
Well, he better at least make more money than Sean McVay, because Sean McVay can't beat him. We've established that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, he does two, but Sean McVay does two jobs, so.
Well, Nick Sirianni does one job. He wins almost every game.
So does Sean McVay.
Yeah.
That's not true. Look at their records.
Well, the one year Stafford got hurt. I mean, let's
not even.
Yeah, Sean McVay's not good.
So, we don't have to compare Sean McVay.
Yeah.
On Alvarado, are we supposed to believe, like the Phillies just kind of didn't notice that, you know, Alvarado, after 2 years of declining velocity, just shows up to spring training and all of a sudden he's got 2 miles an hour back and he's in the best shape of his life, and the Phillies just kind of look at this and say, oh, wow, that's really great. We're so lucky. Thank goodness for, like, come on. You know, that's
I would imagine there's some don't ask, don't tell on all of this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, your girlfriend, you know, goes on like a month-long trip, supposedly, that you don't see her, and then she comes back and, you know, she's just like got this whole new body. And you're like, well, I'm not going to notice that she was gone for a month and now she looks completely different. I'm just going to act like this is great. So, look, I don't think it's as big a deal because I just think if the Phillies are going to get derailed, they're going to get derailed by the same things that have derailed them previously. They're going to
sure.
get derailed because they can't hit quality pitching. So I don't think, you know, when it ultimately comes to an end at some point in October and they're not, you know, planning a parade route down Broad Street, I don't think it's going to be because Jose Alvarado's not here. It's going to be because of the same thing that has been the reason all along, every year for the last 3 years.
Well, don't sound so giddy, Ken. I mean, geez, are you smiling through the phone when you said that?
Hey, I'm a season ticket holder, so I want the Phillies to win. But you know, I mean, I was at that game Friday night with the ghost rain delay because we had an hour and a half rain delay. We didn't have any rain, and the only reason they won that game Friday night is because they were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, you know, bringing one reliever after another, you know, who just walks in runs. And if you didn't watch the game and you woke up Saturday morning and looked at the box score, you'd be like, wow.
Ken, like, they've been good against – they haven't beat up tomato cans this year, Ken.
They can hit quality pitches. It's a problem that has been consistent with this roster. And I'm not saying it's a good thing that Jose Alvarado is not available to us. But if it doesn't go the way they want it to go, it's not going to be because of Jose Alvarado. It's going to be because
– What kind of dog you got, Ken? What kind of dog you got back there?
I've got two. That's probably my 9-month-old golden doodle that year.
Ah, you seem like a golden doodle's man.
She's actually my wife's dog.
There you go.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. You know what I respect most about Ken is that he would rather be right than the teams be good. So, like, Ken, I largely agree with a lot what you say about Dombrowski. But your Dombrowski thing is going to be in trouble if the Phillies win the World Series. So you would rather be right about Dombrowski than the Phillies win the World Series.
If the Phillies win the World Series, I will be the first one to come on these airwaves and say I was wrong, which comes out of my mouth like
never. Crazy. Yeah, you know, so, I don't think you've ever been wrong, Ken.
Once or twice. I make up for it with all the other times I'm right.
Right. There
good. It is.
One thing I am right about, it is the bone that I have consistently had to pick with Spike, because I was asked, do I have a bone to pick?
Oh, what is your bone to pick?
That Brian Dable...
You know what it is.
Say it out loud.
On Sirianni Day, where we still can't get Spike to acknowledge that, you know, Nick Sirianni is a better coach than the guy up there in his old WFAN land, where he still needs to keep his friendships, which is why.
That has nothing to do with anything.
That's what Gen X does.
Hold on, shut up, Jack.
Up in the Mecca.
Wait a minute.
He said that. He said the Mecca.
Hold on, Ken.
His own words.
With all of the negative things I've said about Met fans and Nick fans, and fought with them constantly, you can't possibly think that my opinion about Brian Dable has anything to do with any real. I haven't talked to anybody from the Giants since the day I left there. So that has nothing to do with anything. My point, to you, is if Brian Dable had the roster that Nick Sirianni has, he'd probably have a better record than he has.
And my point to you is that there might be something about coaching where coaches are actually expected to, you know, coach their players to get better.
Well, and maybe one day Nick will be able to coach as much as Brian Dable does, but until then, they've taken away a lot of that responsibility.
He's just too busy putting Super Bowl contending teams on the field.
Is that what he does?
Howie Roseman does that.
He wins almost every week. He wins so frequently that when the Eagles lose two games in a row, which doesn't happen very often, all of the talk on WIP is about when we're going to fire Nick Sirianni.
You never give me any credit for being as pro Sirianni as I was for largely the entire second half of the year. I said they should give him an extension within season. I said it was the best coaching job I had ever seen. All I'm doing is being rightly objective and fair about what kind of coach Brian Dable is. The answer is we don't know.
I think we do know. So that is my bone to pick with Spike, is that I don't know what you want to base it on. If you don't want to base it on results, then you and I just view life differently, Spike. So, and that's why I'm 60 years old and retired.
Yeah. Well, all right. So if we were, just real quick, Ken, if we were going to race cars, me versus you, and they gave me a Porsche and they gave you a 1985 Ford Taurus, would me beating you with my Porsche mean that I was a better race car driver than you, or would it mean that I had a better car than you?
Well, maybe I could turn my 19 whatever car around in the other direction and ram you head on and prevent you from finishing. So,
well, that,
you know,
this is
all kinds of different
truly
ways,
psychotic answer.
It's a very boomer thing to do.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
So millennials have better design.
I don't want anybody more texting you.
Well, I'm going through. What does that even mean? Well, I think like our internal, the way our places look, are very nice.
Really?
Yeah, I think we got rid of carpets. We're out on, you know, we got more hardwood floors.
I have hardwood floors.
Yeah, we're floorsmen.
Okay.
And I just, it's so, like, I work hard. I mean, like the idea of
you couldn't even say it with a straight face.
But I just because I make this whole thing look easy doesn't
is
mean
that what you do.
I wrote a book.
Right.
Father of two.
Kevin wrote the book.
Kevin did a great job. Kevin Reavy, great job.
Are you gonna read his half of the book? By the way,
nah. See, I have the PDF and I could do it, but I don't want to.
By the way, how old is Kevin?
I think he's like 39, 38.
Okay, so he's millennial as well.
Older millennial,
millennial. Yeah. Closer to Gen X.
Yeah, a little
closer.
Yeah. All right. But again, I think millennials over the next 10 years are going to be great for this
he
country.
He carried you over the finish line with the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He did a great job.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. The loss of Jose Alvarado, big deal or not? Speaking of big deals, the top five at five is next. Now, since Jack is in that chair, that means the top five at five is in that chair. And I guessed a little bit about...
A little bit you did.
Yeah.
You sniffed it out.
So what do we have to go? What do we have to listen for in the top five at five?
I get ripped for a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Mostly by you.
Yeah.
It's about time we rank them.
Oh, rank the rippings?
Rank the things I get ripped for.
Oh, okay.
And let me guess, none of them are actually your fault.
That's correct.
Classic millennial.
Yep.
I'm Gen Z.
Yeah.
You are Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could sniff that out.
Yeah.
You want to talk about not working hard? That's Gen Z.
I kind of like Gen Zers.
Yeah, which is annoying. I don't know why you haven't been around them enough.
You know what? Because millennial is like the politically correct whine about how you say everything generation. Gen Z doesn't really care in the same way. Like, you guys are all like, man, call me this. Man, call me that. The Gen Z doesn't care.
All right.
You hate millennials so much that the generation that followed was going to be in your good graces no matter what.
Didn't matter what we did.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.